to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome, Morning Devotions. Lane Beachley is a sports personality who is well known in this country for winning world championships in surfing. And she's also a gifted motivational speaker. I was reading something about her recently, one of her public appearances. She quoted the writer Bill George and his book called Discover Your True North. And Bill George wrote these words: "Your life story is your foundation. It shapes how you as a human being see the world." And Lane Beachley emphasised the importance of these words by talking about herself, how she has changed her attitude as she grew into adulthood. As a younger lady, she was fiercely competitive and hated people who got in her way, but now it's a different story. This is what she said: "Today, I have matured into a person who is more self-aware, compassionate, and proud of the life that I've lived. Admittedly, I've made my fair share of mistakes. I've chosen to learn from them, let them go, and I'm not defined," she said, "by my mistakes, nor am I defined by my success. I'm only defined by the person I choose to be. Your most deeply held beliefs, your values, and the principles that you live your life by ultimately determine the way you live." There she is. That's what Lane Beachley has said. Now, every single relationship that we have, in fact, shapes our lives. It shapes who we are. There are no neutral relationships, because every relationship either adds value to you and me or has a negative impact. And this is not just limited to the close family relationships, but includes distant relationships as well. If we're not intentional about the relationships that we allow into our life, we will find ourselves being shaped in ways that may not be good for us. I mean, there's our career, our hobbies, entertainment. They're all part and parcel of life. Music, books, social media, television, movies, all these things have a significant impact on the person that I am. The Message translation in the Bible of Psalm 119, verse 42, is really good. It says, "Let your love, God, shape my life." And I like that. It was the psalmist's prayer. It includes the words in one translation of "your unfailing love." God's unfailing love. It's the best thing to help shape your life. Do you know that God is actively seeking a relationship with you that can be literally life-changing? He wants you to know that you're special. You were made in God's image. You are the most valuable thing in the world because he loves you and he knows you. After all, relationships define who we really are. So let's make sure that we're in touch with our Heavenly Father, for he is and will influence every part of our life. Now, you don't have to be worried about trying to make a decision about this. God knows you better than you know yourself, and he wants the best for you today and every day. And I reckon the struggle to trust God with our lives can be a big issue. It's the area of wanting to surrender. But the thing to remember is that our God is a very big God. He has all things under his control. That includes big things and the little things, like how we live our life. You might have heard the phrase, "Let go and let God." It's a simple concept. It does work as you learn to trust in God and his Son, Jesus Christ. It's letting God's plans and his purposes shape the things we do. Our minds are not switched off somehow, but rather they're transformed and renewed by God, and we become aware of the way God wants us to live. When you decide to serve God with your whole heart and make him first in your life, you'll have joy and peace. And remember to lean on him more than anything else. And you might say, "God, I want to do this, but I can't do it without you." And he doesn't expect you to live for him in your own strength and ability. So if you mess up, don't be discouraged and let it hold you back. Confess it and keep going, because God will give you grace to do what you need to do. One day at a time, you and God together can do anything. And that's because the indwelling Holy Spirit will guide and help you. Get a modern version of the Bible. Start reading the Gospels in the New Testament to discover Jesus, and you'll be amazed. God has something good in store for you. Psalm 57, verse 2, "I cry out to the God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me." And the question I ask: who or what is shaping your life? Lord, there are many things that will pull and tug at my life, but I invite you to be the one who shapes everything I do, say, and think. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.